Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Your trip to Florida still coming up? Sometime this morning, we'll tell you when to call in. You tell us the four songs in the montage.
All right.
Today's artist was the Backstreet Boys. We played you. We played it for you, a few minutes ago?
Yes, we did.
We'll do it again.
We played it for Kelly. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
I got
Kelly.
3 out of 4.
So Kelly's doing well with
it.
Might hook you up a little bit later this morning before we give away the trip again.
All right.
We still got First World Problems coming up. If you want to start bringing those in, hashtag First World Problems if you do it on Twitter. Or you could just text us. Our text is always open. Speaking of the text, before we get into fun do or fun don't, question for the ladies from the text.
For the ladies?
Ladies, what's hotter, a guy with a baby or a guy with a vacuum cleaner? Good question. That's a good one.
Baby.
Baby?
The baby?
Jenna?
I'll stay single. I don't want a guy with a baby right now.
So the vacuum cleaner guy?
It is sweet. It's just sweet, you know, a man. Yeah.
Okay, is a guy that's good with a baby or a guy with his own baby from another woman?
It just says guy with baby, so I don't know if he's borrowing the baby or not.
Is puppy not an option?
No, but puppy was not an option given.
I just remember when I went to JC's house for one of your children's birthday. I think it was Chloe's.
Oh, yeah.
And all the dads, I was like single. They just invited me because Emma Kelly and all that stuff. And all the dads were there, but all their wives weren't.
Huh.
And I'm like, these are the hottest guys ever. Where are their wives? I couldn't believe it.
Because Kelly was on the prowl.
Well, I was like, this is crazy. I would be up my man's butt all the time. It was crazy. She's tired and she wanted to stay home. So she sent the husband with the baby or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to get up here with your man. Because they were hot. I was like, Jace, you got the hottest dad friends.
I like seeing a hot dad. I do. Like a guy that's good with the kids in the grocery store walking around. But, I mean, he's happily married.
But it's hot. That's right. Hot,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We had like all sorts of different dads out there. We had a dude that looks like Tom Brady, my buddy Steven. Then we had the Latin looking dude, you know.
Yeah.
So we had every flavor for Kelly to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all married. So.
And this is before Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was way before Alan.
I don't look at anybody anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
You look at him and call our names.
That's right. Speaking of the wedding, I know you're wondering, how many days before the wedding? That's why we're giving you the countdown.
I know I was.
You're wondering.
One day less than yesterday?
Of course. Right now, 121 days, 12 hours, 13 minutes, and 40 seconds before
he has it down to the hour of the ceremony.
121 days. Isn't that 6 months? No, 180 days would be 6 months. I was going to say, yes, July, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag abracabooyes.
Yeah, you said that, and we were like, that's kind of cute. Oh, yeah, so we're going to use abracabooyes.
That's the hashtag
yes.
For the wedding.
Do you take abracabooyes?
Yes.
He better not do that.
Why not?
Abracabooyes.
I don't care if he does. That's fine.
You just want to be married.
You know he is.
Honey, the wedding ceremony is going to take about 2 minutes, and it's like, let's go to the reception.
Oh, I hope they do that one where you don't know where the ring is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, he starts patting on his chest. Yeah. Oh, I got the ring. No, and I thought you had the ring.
Of course he's going to do a trick there.
He's going to pull it out of her ear.
Out from behind my ear.
Yeah.
That'd be cute. Now you've ruined it. Now you can't do it.
Well, that one he can do. He could do a different one. He's got plenty of tricks. All right, let's get to fun do or fun don't.
Okay.
All right. These are the startups that you could join way before they hit the shelves.
All right.
Some of these products can become the greatest products of all time.
Never know.
You never know.
Nope.
One was on Shark Tank that we did just, a couple years ago.
Potato? Potato parcel?
That was on.
And I see the guy that did Trunk Monkey.
Yeah.
All the time. His business did so well.
I'm telling you. And we have him here first.
Yep.
Before Shark Tank. I know we have a bunch of others that never make it, but we have first.
It just takes one, y'all. It just takes one.
All right, we'll start with our first one here on Fun Do or Fun Don't.
You can watch these videos, too, as we are describing the products or services at kidtv.com.
And boy, am I feeling this one right here.
Come on.
Sweat Seal and Pit Stains, everyone.
Sweat Seal.
I'm interested.
Thank you, Jenna. Here is the creator telling us about the product.
I was always that guy. That person who, no matter what product I would use, I would always still get pit stains. It got so bad for me that the only thing that worked was when I put napkins down my shirt. But that got me thinking. And that's how I started toying with the idea of creating something like a Band-Aid for under our arms.
No.
That is what Sweat Seal is. It's made with a specialized design and patent-pending materials so that each sweat seal is extremely absorbent and yet very comfortable to wear. And we pay particular attention to the adhesive, so that when you put on a sweat suit, you can be sure that it will be secure all day, and yet it will always remove gently, no matter how much hair you may have. We have a manufacturer right here in the U.S. ready to go, all our material sourced, and now all we need is your support for our first production run.
Yeah, the maxi pad saying, hold my beer.
I'm out for a variety of reasons. Yeah, it's a pad for your pit.
Yeah.
And
it's smart.
This is so I look at this as a product I'd be interested in because I have this problem.
But they make dress shields. They've made those for years.
They've done this. And that thing is not stopping the Niagara Falls that I deal with. And on top of that, if I'm in a tank top, I raise my arm up. That's when I want it, is that when it sweats in the tank, I raise my arm up. It's like, why are you wearing a maxi pad under your armpit?
It's only if you're
and
wearing
Botox
sleeves.
Works.
Yeah, you only need sleeves.
I just haven't been doing it because it's expensive. Botox works wonders. It's the only thing that works.
All right.
Jenna's a no.
Do one of your armpits sweat more than the other?
No, it's pretty equal.
They're both equally as well.
It can happen that way, though.
But it's a very specific spot.
Okay.
Like, I can tell exactly where the spot is.
Where the leak is?
Yeah, right in the center.
You might just need to caulk up the armpit.
Yeah, you need caulk.
It's Botox.
You need caulk. You know what? You need caulk.
I've been better lately.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say fund don't on that one.
No, Al, you're not feeling it?
It just seems... I don't know.
I feel bad because he's genuinely excited about it.
You got my pit stickers? Like, what do you add? Like,
pit pads.
I got a cousin named Pit
Stickers. Pit pads.
Yeah.
Kelly's not feeling it.
It might be something very necessary, but I can't.
As someone that needs a product like this, no.
No. Okay. Well, they had a goal of $7,500.
A very modest goal.
Yeah. With 30 days left. They've raised $4,407 well on their way.
They might get it.
It might be on to something.
Making it a possible fundue.
I'm just going to miss the perspiration boat on that one.
Okay. All right, let's move on to our next one.
Okay.
The Mother Box.
The what?
The Mother Box.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I know you are. Here is the creator telling us all about the Mother Box.
Our phones often die at the worst possible places at the most inconvenient times, but there's no great alternatives for us to turn to. Our devices have improved over the years, but the way we charge them has stayed the same. We're going to fix that. Introducing the Mother Box, the first and only wireless charger that babysits your phone for you. It provides power on demand, so you always stay plugged in, no matter where you go or how your device is made. Setup is fast and simple. Download the app and connect to your Mother Box. Experience real wireless charging. The Mother Box Mini keeps you charged on the go. And the Mother Box can keep your devices powered while you relax at home. We've been developing this technology for 3 years and can't wait to share it with you. Be the first to experience the Mother Box so you never have to worry about charging your devices again.
Wow. Wireless charging.
It looks like
for
a crazy
phone.
Ball. It looks like a crazy ball, right?
It does.
So it can be at home and you can be at work and it'll charge it from home.
I bet you have to be in range.
No. You have to be in range.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not a good idea. They have these little Mophie chargers you carry around.
But it's wireless?
But that has to be connected.
No, it has to be connected.
Yeah, that one
this has
to...
no wire.
Or just get a case.
Well, the case could be bulky. Maybe you're wearing your skinny jeans.
That
you don't
big
put
ball
it in
isn't bulky?
The big ball, you just
you
put it.
You don't carry a big ball around with you everywhere you go?
Where
does the ball get its charge?
You plug it in.
The ball has no. That ball was not plugged into anything. That ball was loose.
So maybe you charge it and then take it out with you and set it up.
Hashtag
so if you're in a restaurant,
your
you're going to just put that ball out on the middle of the table,
and you could charge your phone.
Why was that ball? Stupid. That ball was laying in the sun. Does it get a solar charge?
I don't have those questions to be answered.
Why didn't they answer those?
Get a charging case for your phone.
Yeah,
you don't have to carry anything separate around.
It's wireless charging.
Why is it
it's
called a mother
cool.
box when it's a ball?
That's
okay,
a very
okay.
good
that,
question.
That's also a good question.
Well,
that's
a box can come in different shapes.
But a ball can't.
Oh, I get the name. The name goes back to...
It's
the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh.
Fun do or fun don't now. I think this is a great idea.
Why?
You've
got to carry this big ball around with
you
everywhere you go.
Sizes. You could do the little one that you could carry in your backpack.
The
mother ball. You could do the big box.
Oh, so every adult walks around the backpack.
Ball. Yeah, don't you?
No.
You got a big purse? You got three. You came in with three this morning.
But I'm
morning.
Talking about men. Okay, average men.
Yeah, that
don't
ball
walk around
is
with
not
going to
fit in your pocket, though.
Well, as a man that walks around with a skateboard, JC will be the first one to walk around with a ball.
You going
to
stick it in your pocket?
Or a box.
No.
In my backpack.
We'll put it on the skateboard.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to fund donut. I'm not feeling that one either.
You know, it's a little big, actually.
Yeah.
You're right. This ball does not fit in thing, like in your pocket.
I'm going to pass on that
one. All right. Jenna, you're going to pass due to the size?
I mean, think it through.
I am thinking it through.
I'm
thinking
sure
it's
there's
great.
Other people that see this and think it's a great idea, too, but executing it. Yeah. Walking around with a ball everywhere you go just to keep your phone charged.
It's cute, though. It lights up.
Hey, just charge up your phone.
You have that ginormous bag you carry everywhere. You just have
I also have a phone case that charges it.
But that's the
so
thing.
I don't need
my
to do
Mophie
anything.
My Mophie dies. I don't even have a Mophie for this
right.
one. My phone's always dead, so I want something like
that. If I'm going out to dinner or something in an evening, I can slip this in my little bag. I don't have to carry in a ball with
all
me
right.
all night.
All right. I heard your fun don'ts.
Yeah.
I heard them. Loud
I don't know why I'm so adamant about this. I care. I really care.
Yeah. You do care, Kelly.
You got no pig in the race.
I need more information, but because I'm on the fence here.
Let the fun
shout out. Okay. The goal is
$25,000. 25, Craig?
I'm sure they're getting it.
Yeah. They have 16 days left to raise that money. So far, they have raised $220,000.
Wow.
Making that a fund, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well.
All day long.
We're going
to
miss some great ideas.
I'm just trying to determine where the charge comes from for the ball. I'm really hung up on this.
I'm sure you plug it into the wall. Which, if you're going to plug in the ball, why don't you just plug in your dang phone?
Because then that way you got your phone is stuck to the wall and the wire. That way, if you have that plugged in somewhere or it's charging, your phone is free to move about the house or the restaurant or the hotel room.
Well, and it charges all your devices
all your
at the
devices,
same time.
Jenna. All of them.
Like your pad.
Well, that's cool. They charge them all at the same time.
I'm missing a boat on that one.
Okay. And you want a boat.
Yeah.
I do want a boat.
It was only $79.
Only $79, you guys.
Well, invest in it, Jason.
I am. I already did.
They don't need any more money. Why would you?
Yeah, right? We're so late on that one. All right, last one here.
All right.
Do you guys remember the girl that says, eyebrows on fleek? You know where it came from?
Sort of. I don't know.
It came from this Vine right here.
Finna get crunk. Eyebrows on fleek.
All right, then.
And then she followed it up with a few curse words, which made it funny.
Okay.
Well, her name is Kayla Newman. That Vine's from 2014.
Shout out, Kayla. All right.
Well, Kayla goes by Peaches Monroe online.
Peaches.
Yeah. Peaches?
Yeah.
Every
Peaches.
Black family's got a Peaches.
There you go.
Jenna, you need to know this.
Yeah. Eyebrows on fleek.
Yeah, I love it.
Every black family has a girl named Peaches.
Love it. Okay.
Well, she's starting Peaches Cosmetic and Hairline.
All right there, Peaches.
She's got a GoFundMe page, and it says, everyone has used my phrase / word I created, but I haven't received any money behind it or recognition. So it brings me to say that I want to start a cosmetic line. And a hair extension line, but I don't have the money to do so.
Mm-hmm.
With this money, I plan on starting a website, get this project on legal papers with a good team of lawyers, etc. Yeah. And making sure my dreams come true as far as this fleek thing.
She doesn't even have a business plan yet?
No.
Okay.
I feel like this is my second chance, and I'm not going to mess this up.
Okay, Pete.
I'm going to get crunk.
Yeah.
Eyebrows on fleek.
How you going to get crunk? Crunk, if you don't have money.
Well, she's about to get crunk.
Exactly.
Yeah, she needs a plan before she starts asking for money.
Do you guys want to help the Peaches Cosmetic and Hairline? Big Al.
She doesn't even have a commercial or a
no,
video to play?
Of course not. She's trying to raise money to put it on legal papers for good lawyers.
Okay. Hmm.
Fun do or fun don't, Al.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I have to go. I was a person that had an idea at one point. I didn't have a limousine.
That's
I didn't have anything. I didn't have a business plan, but somebody believed in me. Well, I got started somehow, and I made it for a few years. That was very poorly put.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and say fun do on Peaches.
That was a long, drawn-out fun do from Big Al Mag. All right.
Now, I'm going to say this. Please consider the amount that you invest with Miss Peaches. Miss Peaches needs some money.
No.
How much is she asking for again?
She would like to raise $100,000.
$100,000?
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's a company, you
Lawyers
guys.
Lawyers are very expensive,
yeah.
Al.
Give Peaches $20, $25.
You can put 20 on?
Yeah, I'll put 20 on.
Okay, Big Al says tentative fundue.
No, I'll put 20. I'm going to reach my pocket right now. Give you $20. Put it on Peaches.
That's how it works.
Right.
Give it to JC and he'll make sure she gets it.
Here, I got you, bro.
No, I got it.
You sure?
I got it.
I know Peaches.
No.
Millions of Peaches.
Millions of Peaches.
Peaches for me. Kelly?
Peaches of me.
No, I gotta pay for your buffet.
Not the song.
Hold on now. Can you sing the Peaches song?
Peaches of me again, Al?
Yeah, please, please.
Peaches of me.
We'll give you the first line. Millions of Peaches. Go ahead.
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking
what
about.
What are you talking about?
Presidents of the United States of America?
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Millions of peaches. I was singing peaches
for free.
I was singing pictures of you. I wasn't singing peaches.
That's
song.
Pieces of me.
No, this is Ashley Simpson,
oh,
Craig.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we just welcome. The wheels just fell off.
Wait,
here.
That's not what he was singing?
No, he was singing the last kiss
goodnight. And I was singing pictures of you. So peaches of you. And we were singing presidents of the United States of America.
I had it all wrong anyway. I said me instead of you or you instead of me or whatever. I had it all screwed up.
Okay. Or peaches and cream.
This actually, I like this conversation better than peaches makeup line.
All right. Kelly's not going to give her money.
Peaches and your panties on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What about peaches and cream?
Peaches, yeah.
Peaches and cream is an actual song. Peaches and cream?
No, we'll finish with Ashley Simpson song. Jenna, Fundo or Fundo?
I'll just give her my eyebrow pencil.
Okay.
If she wants it.
So her goal was $100,000.
Finna get crunk.
That's right.
Eyebrows on fleek.
There's 10 days left to raise that $100,000 on her GoFundMe. So far, she has raised, not bad, $11,770.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe.
Good. Hey, with no business plan. That's
no
nice.
Business plan. She got $11,000.
So if she doesn't hit the 100,000 mark, that 11,000 goes back to the people. They don't give it to her, right?
I would hope so.
Isn't that how those GoFundMe work?
Yeah, it's a promise, right? A pledge.
Okay, so I'm a pledge.
If they hit, if she hits the mark, then it takes it from your card.
Put my $20 back in my wallet.
If she doesn't hit it, you're out.
She shouldn't have asked
right.
so much.
I got you, Peaches, though. I got you.
Just in case?
Get a little closer. I got you. I got 20 on it.
If you do want to help Peaches and help her get crunk.
And on fleek.
KidNation.com is where we post those up, so you could check out the products that we showed you, including the mother box.
Has to be plugged in. I looked it up.
Told you.
Even the little ball, though, is too big. But yeah, that's battery charged, and the big ball that sits at home has to be plugged into the wall.
There it is. Heard it from Jenna's mouth, straight into your ear. And also, sweat seal, if you want to stop sweating.
Sweaty seal.
It's a pit pad.
Yeah. Pit pad. A maxi pit pad. Snapchat Bachelor. We're down to the final three. Caroline had her buddy, Mitchell, put him up on Twitter.
Yep.
Put his phone number. Turns out a bunch of girls wanted to date him. So we decided to do Snapchat Bachelor. Did he go on this group date?
That was the plan, right?
That was the plan. Or did something go wrong?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
We'll tell you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we love getting your calls and getting your text messages. Same phone number for that as well.
800-543-3548. Lock it in your phone, man.
That's right. That's the number you're going to need to call when we ask you to call in for that trip to Florida.
Not now.
Not now. Not now. Later. In fact, we'll play you the clip from the Backstreet Boys again because we have four songs on there. You just got to tell us the four songs in that thing, and you'll win. We'll hook you up again. You got it now, Kelly?
I got it, yeah. Okay, I think
Kelly.
I got it.
Kelly's good. She's got it.
Well, it took me a minute because it goes so fast. By the time you're writing one down, you've moved on to the next one.
See that? That's why we want you to listen all show long. That way you can hear it a couple times before the actual contest takes place, and you'll have the heads up. Caroline Craddock's in studio with us right now.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Feeling right?
Yeah, I had a little mishap last night, but I've been
what happened?
Good. I drink a lot of hot tea, and I have like a tea drawer because Khloe Kardashian has a tea drawer, so I also need a tea drawer.
Yeah,
and I have my Night tea next to my Smooth Move tea.
What's the Smooth Move tea?
What do you think?
Poo. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
So I thought I was drinking my Night tea,
so
and I wasn't.
Oh.
thank you for that.
And it's okay when you're planning on it. Like, if I'm on a cleanse or something, that's when you do the Smooth Move tea. But it sneak attacked me.
Thanks.
So, you're welcome for that.
Thank you.
If this is a regular, like, why do you keep it in a drawer that you used regularly? Why don't you put it aside for a...
I don't know.
Well, now
didn't
she
think
knows.
About that.
Yeah.
Now she knows.
But how about that night tea, though?
Legit.
So
I have the 9-night tea next to the chamomile and lavender tea, which is next to the Smooth Move tea.
Lavender is supposed to help you sleep.
Yes, it's very calming. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for that information.
You're so
about
very
tea.
Welcome.
Sorry you had to deal with that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Snapchat Bachelor.
Yes.
You shouldn't take the Smooth Move and then take the night.
That would have been that would have been bad.
Really bad.
I slept right through it. Huh?
Yeah.
What a mess. We're down to the final three, Caroline.
We are. And
recap Snapchat Bachelor for us real quick.
So the Snapchat Bachelor is Mitchell, one of my good guy friends who is single. And we were on vacation and I Snapchatted his picture and said, call him if you want to go on a date. And I put his phone number up there.
He got long hair, cool beard.
Real cool guy. Yeah. So I got a lot of positive feedback from him. So we decided to make it an on-air bit, as we do.
Yep.
So it's gone really well. We had like 200 applications. We've narrowed it down to 10 and now we're down to 3.
Yeah. And so then this is going to end in marriage, right?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Okay,
and he's
yes.
finally meeting them, or he finally met them this past week.
Well,
that was the plan, right?
That was because the plan. The final three, we're going to go on a group date.
Yeah. But what had happened was, when you're our age, when your age, literally probably 25 to 32, all we do is go to bachelor parties or weddings.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
I had one last weekend. Like, it's all we do at my age. So I didn't know that Mitchell had a bachelor party to go to. And then one of the girls had a bachelor party. And then another girl had a wedding.
So our own bachelor had a bachelor party to go to.
Yeah.
While we're trying to find him a wife.
Oh, yeah. My. So I was going to try to do this group date, but nobody could do it because everyone was at a wedding or a bachelor party.
Yeah. Unlike The Bachelor, the actual TV show, these people are not
sequestered. Yeah, they don't leave.
Right. They actually have have lives and, you know, work and jobs and stuff.
Yeah, they can't quit their jobs like Nick Vile does for 4 years.
Right.
Right.
Well, The Bachelor is his job now.
Yeah, true. So what do we do instead of the group
date?
So
instead, I let them do a Skype date so they could actually have a little bit of interaction. Because
okay.
I didn't, it would have been hard to even get them one-on-one at this point anyway, you know?
And at this point, he had not met any of the girls in person.
Not had any contact with them at all.
And I look so good on Skype.
Oh, yeah, don't we all? Right? That nostril shot is just...
Oh, my gosh. I look heinous on FaceTime.
Okay.
And nobody slipped into the DMs or anything on Snapchat that you know of?
Not that I know of. And I had to give him their phone numbers last night to coordinate the Skype chat. And I was like, you delete those right when you're done, because I don't want them having any.
So we recorded their conversations?
Yes.
Okay.
So here, and this is why this is such a great process for Mitchell. So on Tuesday night, he had his date with Elizabeth, who's software.
Yeah.
And so he recorded the whole thing, sent it to me so that we could edit it to have it on the show today. And I listened to it. And I texted him and I said, okay, I have some feedback for you. So I was able to give him some feedback on his date.
What was wrong with him?
He wasn't asking enough questions.
He's a dude.
Yeah. Okay. So he's kind of, you know.
Did he talk about himself?
He talked about himself a lot. And that's just a nervous thing because Mitchell is one of the most sweet, giving people that I know.
Yeah.
And that was just, he was nervous. And so
when
I
Kelly
said,
gets nervous, she talks about Kelly herself the whole time.
Yeah. And so I said, Mitchell, you need to ask more questions and be more engaged.
Okay.
And he took my advice so well and literally did so well on the next two dates. I was so proud of him. I cannot be more proud.
So we'd like to apologize to software. Yeah, Elizabeth.
He needed a little grooming. But I mean, you know, this is good. It's a learning process.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and play Software's date.
Okay, this is the date with Elizabeth, aka Software.
Yes.
So, spoiler alert, I don't actually sell any software. I know, right? We sell the implementation services of the HR software.
Okay.
Implementation software saleswoman is quite the mouthful.
Oh, good. Hey, I want to kind of try to keep it to the rules, so I'll let you go.
I understand.
And but it was great actually meeting you.
Keep it to the rules.
What happened?
I had a 5-minute time limit.
Oh, he was running out of time.
Very rude.
Yeah.
Well, because they talked.
Don't go there with your sexy software sales.
They talked about software for a long time.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting turned on. I'm going to have to cut this off right now.
Okay, you're not allowed to talk about software.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll continue the call. Continue the call with software.
I guess, is this called meeting?
It's been fun. I enjoy trying to come up with new ways to make 10 seconds more interesting, because that's the challenging part.
Everybody's like, well, so who are your favorites and who are this? I'm like, I honestly know as much as y'all do. Y'all see the same things I do. Like, I'm going off of 10 seconds here.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll let you go, but hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Let's hope so.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
This is making me uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
So awkward listening.
Caroline, she didn't say I love you.
I know. I told her not to. They're not allowed to say that just yet. They have to wait till the first date.
It's making me uncomfortable.
All right.
So that one was a little rocky, okay? Right?
Yeah.
It was a little, but
he's warming up.
He's warming up. I gave him some tips.
Okay.
And let's go. So Ashley was his second date. Let's play Miss Queso.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. So it's been a whirlwind. I guess
yeah.
Process since New Year's.
I wanted to like travel more, so I'm trying to go to a new country.
What's like at the top of your bucket list? Where would you want to go?
I'd like to go to Thailand. I also want to go to Iceland too.
Iceland seems pretty cool. Thailand's totally at the top of my bucket list. I love that. Yeah. That area, that and like Bora Bora, French Polynesia, and whoa. All that area.
Yeah. Right now, I'm thinking like I might just like go on a beach trip to Mexico. I just like need the beach. I haven't been in so long, so I'm like just trying to figure it out. So,
well, hopefully, we'll get to catch up at some point later, and talk more about travel and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a good night.
All right, you too, and safe travels.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See, they had a nice little rapport.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Safe travel.
She's going to a wedding in Philadelphia, so that's why you said that.
Safe travel.
So they have
Bora Bora, though.
They both really want to travel this year. All right. That's
good.
I didn't
move
know
on her part, like, take me on a trip.
Yeah. You're going to take me to Mexico?
That's what I heard.
In The Bachelor, they're always going somewhere exotic.
Yeah. When we're going to Iceland.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
All right.
So the last and final date was with Kristen, cowgirl.
Okay, let's hear that one.
You're alive. You exist.
I'm not a catfish. All right, and most important question, are you actually a country music fan, or since your nickname's Cowgirl?
So it's really, my friends were like, send this picture, and I was like, okay.
did you?
Country girl, I was like, oh my god, I'm not at all, but I want to know if you like thought I was actually a freak for like applying.
No, not at all. I mean, like, I'm the one doing it. I mean, granted, it just kind of happened in spur of the moment, but if this isn't the most spontaneous thing, what's the most spontaneous thing you've done?
Oh, good question.
Well, I actually just kind of did something really crazy, but we won't get into that. Hopefully that'll be a conversation for another time.
Fair enough. Leave me hanging.
That's smart. Make him want to call you again,
exactly.
Is what she did.
That was very good.
Very well done. I'm wondering what it was.
I don't know.
He asked.
Well, of course he asked.
I kind of like my questions answered when
I
asked
Well,
him.
I just did something to directly answer your question, but yeah. I can't tell you what it is.
Maybe she's she's saving it for next time.
It's a teaser.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Well, if he doesn't
it's
pick
easy.
Her, he'll never know.
Exactly. And
it's
could
easy
he live
for us
with that?
To be critical. This is awkward. You know,
yeah,
it's a first conversation.
It's weird. It's a Skype conversation. I think he did a really good job. He he took my tips.
No voice fry with any of the contestants. By the way.
Okay. Here's my thing. I think if The Bachelor worked like the Snapchat Bachelor, Chris Harrison could go over to Nick and say, "Hey, here's a cup of coffee. You're drunk. Hey, take that turtleneck off. Hey, enunciate your words.
We want it to be good.
It would
though.
Be a better Bachelor. That's true. But
yeah."
So take notes, Chris Harrison.
You're a better Chris Harrison than Chris Harrison.
Thank you.
Yeah. So based on these three dates, Skype dates, who's eliminating?
He is eliminating one. Yes, he's eliminating one.
So he's doing it.
Yes, he's doing it after having, because he's been doing it the whole time. I'm just the messenger, but I've guessed every single one that he's done so far,
okay.
And he threw me for a loop on this one today.
So we have Queso, Software, or Cowgirl. Which one will he eliminate? Let's find out right now.
Well, this week's elimination was definitely the hardest one by far. Got to talk to each one of the girls for about 5 to 10 minutes apiece via Skype and learn more about them. And they're all unique and awesome and, beautiful in their own way.
Get to it.
But
in the blow.
Ultimately, I can only pick two. First person I'm going to pick to go on is Ashley, Miss Queso. And just had a, easy, smooth conversation with her.
Okay. Get some of that
and then
tea.
Finally, my last pick and who I want to, meet a little bit further. It's going to be tough between Elizabeth and Kristen, but I'm going to go with Cowgirl. From what I've learned up until this point, that's who I want to go with and hope to get to learn more about both of these girls in the future.
Wow.
So software's out.
Software's out. Two blondes remain.
He only dates brunettes. He does not date blondes. So I'm so proud of him.
Thinking outside the box on this one.
Yeah. Hold on, guys. We're watching the montage of Software.
She's getting in her limo. She's getting in her limo right now.
She's on her way to work crying right now.
She's in Key West for a bachelorette party. She's fine.
Gosh, this song's sad.
So when she wakes up in 2 hours, she'll find out.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Wow, that was your favorite, wasn't it, Caroline?
Huh?
Software.
I really that was well,
we have a pool going
on.
We do.
We have a pool, and she was my guest, but
that was my guest.
Mitchell is totally proving me wrong because he does not date blondes. I did not think that final two would be two blondes, so I'm really proud of him.
Shocking!
Yeah,
shocking turn of events.
So now what?
So now I'm going to set up beautiful bachelor dates for each of them
in person.
You are
in person, and I don't have the budget for that.
Get
so
the choppa.
But I can get like a. You know,
I'll give you a gift card if you want to. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. It's really going to get me out of a few.
We're going to have a fantasy suite?
No.
Why not?
We're not that type of
it's
show,
not that
JC.
Kind of show.
You don't have to do anything.
You love to cook. Why don't you cook them dinner?
No, one of the dates does involve cooking, but it's not with me.
You could cook them dinner from Blue Apron.
Oh, that's right, Big
gosh.
Al Mash.
You can't. Caroline,
let's go
to blueapron.com/kid.
Bedroom.
You get three meals.
What? Like, I'm going to cook them dinner and then let them go my second bedroom?
Yeah. Perfect. No, that's
we're not weird.
Money.
There's Mitchell. You have Ashley and Chris, and that's three people. You can get your first three meals for free.
Mitchell could get the salmon piccata. You can have the pork chops with miso butter, the vegetable chili, and baked sweet potatoes.
Oh, let me tell you about the plantain cheese quesadilla.
Wait, what?
Oh, Jenna.
I've gotten this one.
Would you like an explosion of taste in your mouth? Because that's what it brings.
You talk about a lot of money. You can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal, Caroline.
That's right.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah. That's good to know.
Plantain cheese quesadilla.
Yeah. I know it sounds weird.
No, it
so
sounds
good.
So good.
Did you know that all the ingredients are already there, Caroline? So you don't have to go to the grocery store and worry about that. You just worry about the Snapchat Bachelor action.
That's so nice.
And research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often.
Really, Al?
Yeah.
It really, I found
science.
That my dog and I bond just extra when I do this.
I'm telling you.
Maybe I can bond with the Snapchat.
Yeah, I need someone to bond with.
Go to blueapron.com. Go to blueapron.com/kid and sign up right now. Do it right now.
Right now.
Okay,
you'll
get
it in time.
You'll
get it in time for the date.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You choose your delivery. Mine comes in on Tuesdays, but you could pick Friday if you want.
Yeah, mine's Friday.
That'd be great. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Who would have thought that you were going to cook with the
Who'd
perfect?
Have thought? Who'd have thought?
So perfect. All right, so we have our one-on-one dates coming up with the final two contestants.
Yep.
And then marriage.
And then marriage, yes, because that's how that works.
All right, Mitchell, get ready, buddy.
Sorry, Mitchell.
Did we ask Jared if he wants to help or anybody? Or
Jared?
Yeah, that's
Jared. We're sponsored by Blue Apron, dude.
Blue Apron. If you win, you get a Blue Apron box. I got a
first world problem. All right, let's go to First World Problems, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us what your first world problem is. I know we live in a country where it's nice. You don't want to complain about what's going on, especially with what's going on in the world. I mean, look at France.
I know.
Look at France.
Look at Russia.
You know? So we want to hear the little things that are going wrong in your life. We'll give you the platform to do a little complaining. We laugh about it. We all go on about our day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I got a first world
problem. Big Al Mac, what is a first world problem?
A first world problem is not a big problem at all. It's something that you think, oh man, this sucks. But then when you kind of step back and look at your situation as a whole, you're like, you know what? If this is my biggest problem, I really don't have any problems at all. So we want you to call with your first world problem. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got a couple from the text here.
Yeah, you can text on that same number.
Yeah. Tracy wrote us and said, I just started wearing glasses and needed to buy a pair of prescription sunglasses. I spring for the Ray-Bans, and when I got them, they don't even say Ray-Ban on the lens.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
Oh. Yeah. First world problem.
You're throwing all that money down, you can't even show off at the Ray-Bans.
Right.
My marquee diamond wedding ring is so big.
How big is it?
It's so big that when I get my kids dressed, I end up scratching their faces. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow. Kids going to school like, are your parents hitting you? No, it's just my mama's wedding ring.
Nah, my mom's just too rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. One last one before we go to the phones here. I took Monday and Tuesday off to go to Mardi Gras. And now I can't take off Friday to play the Nintendo Switch. I'm a teacher, and my principal won't let me have 3 days off in 1 week. Hashtag first world problem.
The teacher lets you have off too? That's great.
Yeah, right.
To go to Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras parades.
Good thing she's dedicated to the job, though.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we do have a Nintendo Switch for you.
That's right. We're going to give one away.
Yeah.
When are we doing that?
We're going to have one tomorrow. If you want to go to kidnation.com and tell us what you would like to switch us.
Yeah, you got to give us something.
Yeah.
Something that you would like to switch with us, and we'll give you the Nintendo Switch.
We would like
trade.
The benefit. Yeah, a little tradio. So you tell us what you want to trade, we say if we want it or not, and then you get a Nintendo Switch.
I'm expecting something good.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
I know. Remember, Kelly will probably have top bill on what we accept or not.
As long as it's wedding related, I'll take it.
All right, let's go to
the phone.
Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is we just bought a house and signed on it, and we cannot close until the 31st. So 29 more days of living with our parents.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Makes it awkward when you're, like, kissing your husband or wife in front of the in the kitchen and your mother-in-law walks in.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
What?
Awkward, JC?
Very specific.
JC's had many awkward run-ins with the in-laws.
When you're naked. Mostly my fault. In the kitchen. Yeah.
Mostly my fault. Good luck, Casey. Congratulations on the new house, though.
Yay. Exciting.
Oh, speaking of the Nintendo Switch, Kenneth wants to get the first world problem with his Nintendo Switch. What's going on, Kenneth?
Hey, with the Nintendo Switch stuff thing, it's just the only thing I have to trade is my Pokemon games, and I'm really attached to them.
Well, you know what? You never know. Maybe Kelly will develop a love for Pokemon here.
Maybe
the next...
that could be our theme,
and you guys...
our wedding theme.
Hey, Kenneth, who's your favorite Pokemon?
Blastoise, I guess.
Of course, Blastoise.
Yeah, if you had to pick,
that's how you know if he's a real Pokemon player.
Like, that's like picking your favorite child,
right?
Just like that.
Just like that. Kenneth, yeah, just go put it at kidnation.com. You never know.
Good
you
luck, dog.
We might take your Pokemon for
good
you,
luck.
Even though you're attached to them.
What a quandary.
I know. Hey, Brandy.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
We would love to hear your first world problems.
Okay, so whenever I go to get a massage, it's so hard to perfectly position and align my eyelash extensions into the headrest. so that my extensions won't get messed up. Hashtag first world problem.
That's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a first world problem.
Yeah, you know what? I only lay with my head to the side.
Oh, you get a crick in your neck?
No. I just lay. Yeah, I do head to the side. You have to.
Man, you guys have to deal with so many problems.
I know.
These eyelash extensors are no joke. It's but worth it.
Amazing Brandy. Y'all make it through the day.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you have to deal with that, Brandy.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
I can't believe my head face down because I start getting sinus, you know, like my nose will start to run.
That's why you put the snot cup right up under your nose.
Is that what you do?
That's why a little hole in that little thing right
there. You should do a GoFundMe for your snot cup.
Yeah.
You have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Fun do or fun don't?
If you're falling asleep and you wake up to the puddle of drool.
I don't know what it is. I can't breathe either. Your nose closes up.
No, I keep my head to the side.
And then you can't suck your snot back up. So
right.
You strip out. It's a mess.
Oh, it might have been that puddle then. I had a puddle one time. I fell asleep. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Good morning.
Was it Laura?
Laura.
We'll go with Laura. What's going on?
Well, I won Justin Bieber tickets, but I can't go to the show because I have to take my kids on an all-expense-paid vacation to Florida.
Aww.
First world problem.
Oh, no. Yeah, just maybe you could trade those tickets for a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, maybe
Boom.
I can.
Yeah. Or just send the kids off by themselves. They'll be fine.
Yeah, it's Florida.
I can't. I have to take them because the in-laws can't go. They're like, if you don't go, your kids don't go.
Those in-laws.
Again.
Again.
Thank you for your call. Good luck with that. Madison. No, that's the wrong one. Sometimes I hit the wrong button. Hey, Madison.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I hit the wrong button. That was my fault. Personal problem.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, my first world problem is that I just redid my kitchen to get the kitchen of my dreams, but now I can't watch TV while I cook dinner because the refrigerator makes the breaker switcher flip.
Wow.
So you have a problem. You need an electrician. I mean,
yes.
If you can't turn the refrigerator and the TV on at the same time?
No, well, you can do the refrigerator and the TV, but the oven and the stove and the microwave are all on the same
circuit
breaker switch. Yep. So if I cook anything, I can't turn the TV on.
Yeah, that sucks.
You need one of those refrigerators with a TV built into the door.
Ooh. That's what you need.
Problem solved.
Look into that.
Al, you are a problem solver.
A first world problem solver.
What I do.
Have a wonderful day, Madison. Good luck. Go buy that thing. I've seen them. Mm-hmm. They're touchscreen and everything.
Yeah.
They're a little pricey, though. Let's go with Shannon now. Shannon, you just got back from the beach?
Yes, that is right.
What's going on in your world?
My first world problem is the fact that I was gone for 10 days to Antigua. And when I came home, my face powder doesn't match the tan that I got.
Oh,
yeah.
First world problem.
She got tan, so now she has to get new makeup.
You gotta have two. I have summer makeup, winter makeup.
Yeah. So you got ghost face.
Yeah, I've seen
those.
You gotta have two shades.
Man, they always show up in pictures too when you see the girls go to the club and then they post it on Facebook.
Yeah. It's a real problem. Yeah.
Struggle is real.
Three of them have ghost face going on.
Ghost face. It's scary.
Yeah.
Gotta match it up.
We have one from Paige about you, Big Al.
Oh.
Paige, what happened?
Big Al, you broke my heart.
Oh, no.
What did I do?
Well, your doorman broke our heart because we drove 3.5 hours to sing karaoke with you. And my friend, she lost her ID and we couldn't get in.
Oh.
All I wanted to sing was, where did you be?
You should have ditched your friend.
Yeah.
Said, too bad for you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's too bad.
Cadillac, Uber, and everything.
Oh,
this is a fancy.
Oh my goodness.
It was so fancy, and we couldn't even get in.
I'm sorry.
Gotta have that ID thing.
Yeah, you
gotta have that ID, man.
Does your friend look over 21?
Dude, we're 27, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, JC,
come on now.
Sorry.
You're gonna have to make up for that, Big Al.
Yeah, come on back, and I'll buy you some beers. All right.
Bottles or tabs?
I don't know. Whatever you want, baby.
I don't know. I just made up what you said.
Come on back. I'll buy you some beers. Bring ID, though.
Yeah, bring IDs next time, and you'll get to sing with Big Al Max.
Gotta have ID, man.
We do have that trip to Florida to give away. 6 seconds from the beach. Are we going to play next? Yep. Have that phone handy.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Do you know the four songs we're playing right here from the Backstreet Boys? Because if you do, you're on your way to Florida with 6 seconds from the beach. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 11 to play first, and then if they get it wrong, we'll keep on playing until we find a winner.
All right.
We have a trip today, a trip tomorrow. Got you all hooked up. Trip four.
Cool.
It's officially March. Lot of questions, Kelly, for you. Did you, in fact, finish your book for February?
I did.
You did.
The Innocent by somebody. I can't remember his name right now.
Did you like it?
It was good.
Kelly,
it was good. It was an easy read because it was like more of a mystery, kind of a murder, a thriller, whatever. So it was easy, a page turner.
It sucked you in.
Compared to that Pride and what did I read before? Not Pride and Prejudice.
Love and War.
Was it Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah. I think it was Pride and Prejudice.
Oh,
if you can't remember
right.
The title.
It's so hard to get through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. So I've got like a whole cabinet full of books, a lot of biographies, autobiographies and things like that. And then my dad gave me a book that he wants me to read. On religious
the Bible
matters.
By Jesus. Mm.
I need some recommendations actually because I read a lot. I definitely read a book a month, but I read a lot of nonfiction, you know, to try and make myself smarter. And I read to go to sleep at night. But I am going to the beach, so I think I want a book or two that are light.
Posted
and
on
fiction.
Facebook. It's one of the biggest. I asked for recommendations, and it went on for. I mean, it went on and on and on. People are passionate about what they want you to read.
The book. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good place to start. Ask our listeners.
Still hoping you guys will start reading Red Rising.
See, I can't.
Why?
Because it annoys you so much.
That's why you don't watch This Is Us, huh?
That's part of the reason? Because you love it. Yeah. I'm not watching it.
I didn't know they had a after the show This Is Us that they post online. It's so good.
They do. I didn't know that either.
Okay. Yeah. Break it down.
I gotta sell you out real
what?
Quick. JC was tearing up in the studio yesterday after the show, and I see him watching a clip from last week's This Is Us, that, I mean, we've already seen this episode, but it was just a special moment, and he was saying the lines before they were said. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, this is my favorite scene. I really connect with it.
It did.
So apparently you had watched it before.
Yeah, I had seen it. I'm like, I saw this last week.
To memorize the line, how many times have you watched that one episode?
That one scene? No, the episode just once, but I keep watching the scene over and over again just because it's so sweet.
Him. Yeah.
It really does touch me. And that was the scene, like, my wife and I were sitting on the couch for reals.
For reals? You were sitting on the couch?
For reals crying.
For reals?
For reals
really?
Crying. Yeah. Aww. It hit us.
So you find something that makes you cry and you look at it over and over again.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get. He's up here watching it and he's real emotional.
It's not the sadness that I like watching, it's the sweetness. Oh, man, I shouldn't be talking right now.
No, you shouldn't.
You said for reals, sweetness.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm like, I think being a dad makes you all.
Yeah, soft.
Soft and stuff.
Sweet.
That's why I skate, Jenna.
That's why you skate.
So you got a skateboard?
Yeah, that's why I got a skateboard.
To keep your manliness up?
Yeah, but it.
Save that.
I try to.
Right.
Hey, I'm telling you, this is us. This is tidbit news, but I think it surpassed the Big Bang Theory.
JC was so excited to share that this morning.
As a number
He's
one
so
show.
Invested in the show.
I know.
It comes back next week.
I can't help it.
It comes back next week unless Trump speaks again.
Yeah. Huh? No, it is back next week. Don't worry.
All right,
let's try to give away this trip right here. 6 seconds from the beach. All right, we'll take Casey. Casey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi, Casey.
Hello.
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 You
all right. Well, Casey's phone's not working. I don't think.
Man.
We'll move on to the next one.
Oh.
What? What was?
Moving on.
We gotta keep it moving, Kelly.
Yeah.
We gotta keep it moving.
Let's go.
You gotta be ready.
Your phone's gotta be working. You gotta be ready to go. Radio turned down. Katarina.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
That's he.
Good.
Our phone's working fine.
What are you doing right now?
At work.
All right.
Okay. And what do you do?
I find addresses for 911.
Oh, wow. That is an interesting job.
Huh.
Yes. Hmm. It's not as exciting, but I mean, I help in a way. So
yes, you
good.
Do.
You absolutely have. You give the address out that they need that.
In the moment you do it with the call?
No, just if someone's building a house or buying property.
Oh, okay.
We start from the beginning.
Gotcha.
So it's not too exciting.
I got you. It's still pretty cool.
Helping.
It's very necessary, though.
Yeah. Well, here's how the game's going to work. We're going to play you this soundbite from the Backstreet Boys. There's 4 songs in there. Hopefully, you're a big BSB fan.
Who isn't?
Right?
Because oh, my gosh. I grew up loving them.
Oh,
right, you did.
Well, hopefully, you get them, then. Because if you get them right, you're on your way to Florida, okay?
Okay.
You'll have 6 seconds to get all 4 names in there. And that'll be it.
All right.
I'm looking for the list right there. All right. Here is the Backstreet Boys. And your 6 seconds start now.
Quit playing games with my heart. I want it that way. Everybody, as long as you love me.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay, you!
All those hours of listening to the Backstreet Boys have finally paid off, Katarina.
Backstreet's back.
All right.
Oh,
Katarina.
I never win anything.
Yeah, you did this
won
time.
This, and this is big because you're getting a trip to Panama City Beach, Florida. Who are your favorite 3 people in your life right now?
Oh, my gosh. Probably my husband and my sister and my baby.
Well, oh, my gosh. Well, this would be a great little family trip if you want to take everyone with you because you guys are going to be staying at the Sheraton Bay Point Resort, which is in Panama City Beach, Florida, and the hotel just underwent this huge $30 million renovation. So everything's new and super classy. 5 restaurants, a full-service spa, pools, a private beach, 36 holes of golf, dolphin cruises to Shell Island, boating, tennis, all sorts of activities. Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Jenna, is it in a wide-open space or is it nestled somewhere?
Actually, I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
It appears to be wide open, but it's perfectly nestled.
Perfect.
On St. Andrews Bay.
That's a good mix right
there. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't win anything. And I love you guys so much. I listen every day.
Oh,
yeah.
We love you, too. You have fun on that trip, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on for us. Have another trip for you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we do. Every
different
day.
Artists, 4 every songs, day. Our day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so if you haven't heard, we now have a bunch of podcasts up at KidNation.com. We have them linked up.
Mm-hmm.
Every person in our support staff has one, including the interns, which Al, please introduce us to the intern in the studio.
This is my dear friend, Maddie.
There you go.
Yay!
Hello.
Al remembered your name, Madeline.
I'm
How about
proud.
That?
I'm excited.
I knew I had it right wrong last time, but I couldn't figure out which was which. I just took a guess.
And Madeline, you're the real MVP because you get here the earliest out of any intern I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Including,
thank you.
Including people that actually get paid to work here.
Right.
And you're always chipper. How come you're always in a good mood?
Coffee.
Right.
I attribute it all to coffee, honestly.
I drink coffee. that's it.
It's youth.
Might be barking up the wrong tree.
It's just youth.
You have to
I'm
rub 19, up on her.
I got it.
Yeah. And so you have your own podcast now.
Yes, I do. It's called Frightful First Date.
Frightful First Date.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Now, she was telling me about this, and I actually got to see your first guest that you had on your podcast come in.
Who was McGhosty.
It?
Yeah. That's what we're calling him. He didn't want to be named.
You're calling him Ghosty?
McGhosty, because he ghosted me.
Yeah. Oh.
And he actually came in to do your show?
He was really sweet about it, actually. He's a really nice dude.
Oh, weird. He shows up when there's attention.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is an ex-boyfriend of yours.
Yes.
You know, or ex-date.
Ex-thing. I don't know what to call him still.
Ex-ghost.
Ex-ghost, yeah.
There you go.
So what are you going to be doing in your podcast?
So I'm talking about the good, bad, and the ugly sides of dating because being a 19-year-old millennial, I've been on tons of awkward, awful first dates, whether it's from like online dating or just meeting guys in high school. Guys in high school are probably the worst.
Is this why girls in high school always dated college dudes with cars and good jobs?
I mean, I guess it's part of the reason.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they have a car and a job. Yeah.
Do you go on a lot of first dates and never a second?
Well, they just ghost me after like the first or the second date. I asked a guy before him. He was my second choice. So I asked a guy before him and he was like, no, I'm busy. And then he completely ghosted me again.
He double ghosted you.
He double ghosted me.
Full on double ghost.
So McGhosty, how many dates did you go on with this guy?
It was a total of 3.
3 dates.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought it was headed somewhere.
I did, except he was late to every single one of them. But.
Oh, that's not a good question.
Oh, really?
Because his time's more important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it doesn't get better.
Yeah, we don't really, we're still pretty immature.
They still ghost.
Going into our
classy,
20s,
classy stuff.
30s, even in
even
our...
Even after years of being together, they'll ghost. It's crazy.
And I mean, you're a pretty girl. You're talented.
You
have a cool job. You have drive. And you still find these bozos.
I do. Well, I think it's because I just don't have a lot of time in my schedule. So, like, whoever comes my way, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll date you.
You're not picky. And was he very truthful with you, with the questions you asked him?
He was. I asked him straight up why he ghosted me, and he told me an honest answer. And it makes sense looking back on it, but at the time, I was like, he ghosted me, like... I'll talk about it on the podcast if you want to listen to it.
yeah, we got to tease it. You don't want
to
give away too much?
Not to give too much away, but he was very honest and truthful,
well,
which was...
Is it something you could change or is it something you couldn't control?
It was something that I couldn't really control. It was more about him.
Of course.
They always try
always
to say
is,
it's,
yeah.
it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
But it's true a lot of the time.
So how many ex-dates and ex-boyfriends are you contacting to get on the show?
So far I've contacted 2. I think I'm going to be contacting another one, but I'm just trying to decide between a few.
Okay.
Are you prepared if anybody tells you something kind of hurtful about you? Are you prepared to accept or to hear that?
I don't know, honestly. You'll find out on the podcast, I guess.
All right.
Ooh, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
It's our own little Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Frightful First Dates. And if you want to see why McGhosty ghosted Maddie, you got to go listen to it. We have the link up at kidnation.com.
I want to hear that.
And it's up already, right?
Yes, it is.
And you're single right now and ready to mingle, if guys are wondering.
Yes.
And they can find you on Twitter.
You have to keep going on
at
more.
At Mad Shelton.
You have to keep, I'm sorry, say that again. I've talked over you.
You're fine. My Twitter handle is at Mad Shelton.
Mad Shelton.
Mad Shelton.
And you have to keep going on more first dates so you have content for your podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Motivates you to get
DMs.
Out there. Yes.
You have a heads up, too, if you play the guitar or an instrument, because Maddie likes to sing and stuff. So
there
maybe
you
could form like a love group.
Yeah, I could serenade people.
Yeah.
A love group.
Yeah, love group.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's what I'm talking
the love
about.
Group.
All right. So check out the podcast. Maddie, thank you for coming in here.
No problem.
Our whole support staff has one. Everybody has their own podcast. Some even have 2 because they teamed up.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's their time to shine. They can do with it what they want.
Even our interns who don't get paid to work here, they just get school credit. Yep. We also have Anna, who's also an intern of ours.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Anna?
You also have a podcast.
I do. It's called AMC. It stands for Anna Metcalf Cinema. And it kind of just looks deeper into movies out in theaters right now.
Copyright on that.
We look behind the scenes.
Yeah. You're like our personal Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, except you're in the office.
My first one was over La La Land, and after I see a movie that's pretty successful, or if I just really enjoyed it, I go home, check out my computer, look at interviews that the actors or actresses did, see what they had to do to get prepared for their role. I look behind the scenes at sets and all that stuff. So
you do like way deep into the movies.
Yeah, I'm a nerd when it comes to movies.
Do you want to be like a director one day or write?
No, actually, it's just kind of a hobby thing. I want to pursue my career in radio, but this is just something on the side that I've always kind of done.
Well, look at that. Getting in front of a microphone, doing a podcast, definitely going to help with that, right?
Have you seen Lion?
No, I've been wanting to see it. I've been wanting to see it.
Yeah, it's great.
Moonlight?
Did you watch Moonlight?
Mm-hmm. I did.
What about Hidden Fences?
Trey did a great audition.
Being a movie buff, movie nerd, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh. My favorite movie. Oh, that is so hard.
I guess you gotta break it into genres, right?
Do what?
You gotta break it off into genres, right?
Yeah, it kind of depends. One movie I really liked was Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. I really, really liked that.
Is that that one about all the dreams and
No, that's Inception.
Yeah, that's when he's out of space. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of Arrival like.
You should do a show, a podcast out. Movies I've slept through.
You know what?
And have people call in and tell you what you missed. That'd be hilarious.
Well, I also have an idea. I was talking to Justin a couple weeks ago about Baywatch, and I had no idea that there was an original Baywatch and Kelly
TV show.
Kelly, you were out there with us, and you were like, "That's trying to hide under a rock."
That's
so
right.
I kind of have this idea. Maybe if there's not successful movies out right now, or movies I really am interested in watching, maybe watching an old classic movie that I haven't watched.
Citizen Kane, overrated. The worst.
Never heard of
it. Heard of Citizen Kane?
Really? I've heard of it. I've heard of it, but I just haven't seen it. Like, I haven't seen Dirty Dancing, The Godfather, all that. So,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to watch
that's going
to
be a little segment, too, that I do.
Yeah.
I took a class in college that was about cinema, and I thought, you get to watch the movies. Cinema. That's how you say it. That's how the teacher says it. Cinema.
Cinema.
Cinema. The fancy way to say it.
Yeah, Citizen Kane's like a filmmaker movie.
And it's boring.
I thought you would get to watch all these cool movies. No, we watched Citizen Kane, which sucked, even though they say that's the greatest movie of all time. Lawrence of Arabia sucked.
Grapes of Wrath, too. That's awful.
Oh, Death of a Salesman.
Boring.
I don't trust anyone who says those are the best movies of all time.
Mm-mm, they're lying.
Yeah, so don't watch those.
All right. Duly noted.
You need to watch Step It Up.
Yeah, those are good. Step It Up, Step Brothers.
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Yeah, Bring It On. Now you're talking.
Bring It On, yeah. Bring It On.
Clueless. Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm.
All those movies are the greatest.
Friday. Classic. Oh, what'd you think about Friday?
I loved Friday.
See, now.
Hilarious.
See, I'm on board with you now.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Do what?
Have you seen all the Tarantino movies?
Nope. I'm telling you guys.
Okay. How are you a movie nerd and you haven't seen any of these
movies? I'm telling you. It's the movies that are out in theaters. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do this. But the old ones, I never got into seeing them. And so now I have an interest in seeing all these
classic
movies.
Okay, what's the best
movie
you've seen in the last few months?
In the last La La Land. I loved La La Land.
You do like La La Land?
I loved La La Land.
I liked it a lot.
Really?
I like musicals to an extent usually, but this one, it blew my
mind. I dragged my feet on it. I didn't want to see it. I didn't think I would like it, and I loved it.
Good.
Yeah. I'm dragging my feet because I'll hate it.
No, you won't. Telling you, you're going to really like it.
Yeah, you think it's kind of
I know you and you're
cheesy
gonna like
and
it.
Stuff, but it's
not.
Actually wonderful.
I picture Ryan Gosling in Remember the Titans when he's singing and dancing in that movie.
It's so much better.
Oh, it's better than that? Okay.
He's come a long way.
Okay, good. Well, Anna, thank you so much. The podcast again, AMC, right? That's what it's called.
Yes.
Not the theater.
I checked AMC.com and it's already taken. I was going to buy the domain.
What about the AMC.com? There you go.
.biz.
That's how you know it's official. All right, Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.